Forever.
Welcome to another episode of Best Show Bests, the greatest hits of the best show, with me, your host, Tom Sharpling. If you like what you hear, make sure you join us every Tuesday night on Twitch at 6 p.m. Pacific for a brand new episode of the Best Show, featuring callers, celebrity guests, live music, and plenty of surprises. Enjoy!
Java Jazz, hosted by Irwin.
It is 7 a.m. here in Passaic, New Jersey. And you're listening to WCCP, the sound of the City College of Passaic. Broadcasting on FM 87.9 to the greater Passaic County area. And streaming live on video somehow. I don't know how that's weird. It's radio. I hope you have a warm drink in your hand because you're listening to Java Jazz, Passaic's longest running jazz program. I'm John Gentle, filling in for Irwin Bernard Rosen forever. For 30 years, listeners like you and me, we all tuned into Java Jazz to hear the likes of Artie Shaw, Bill Evans, and Chet Baker, and all the other greats, thanks to my friend and, frankly, mentor, Irwin Bernard Rosen. In fact, he himself was continuing an even longer tradition here at WCCP, the sound of the City College of Passaic, where the students, this is frankly a commuter school, as you may know, and the students here are often not here on Sundays. However, this is the professor's time to shine. Get away from the cacophony of rock and roll shows and rap, and maybe give a little education on the likes of Dave Brubeck or the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. And that's exactly what Irwin did. Irwin and I were good friends, colleagues here. We're both professors. I was an adjunct poetry professor. And, he always said that he wanted to have jazz here on the station long after he was gone, and that I could take over his show for him. And sadly, that time has come. Count Basie ending hit, and Irwin Bernard Rosen is now with his jazz idols in heaven. And now Java Jazz is my show, as he promised. Regardless of my current standing with the administration, or whatever access I have to the campus. Frankly, it was a little bit of a rigmarole to get onto the campus today, and hopefully that'll be cleared up next week, and I won't have to get a visitor's pass. They could just wave me in and say, hello, John, like the old days before the troubles. In fact, we have a student here, one of the only students here on campus helping me, Ava. How's it going, Ava? Ava used to work with Irwin Bernard Rosen regularly, at least this year, and he was probably a bit of a mentor to you, isn't that right?
Yeah, I loved to pick his brain, listen to his jazz.
Are you a big jazz fan?
I love music, so I like jazz.
but you love jazz so much more than the other music. That's so great. And then you're sort of like I don't want to say producer because you're just a kid, but you know, it looks like we're going to be working together. And you know, maybe if there's any issues with the board here, some of these tech problems, I mean, I don't understand these modern computers and stuff. Maybe you could come into the main studio and give me the old reach around and help me out. Not a lot of us students are here in the weekend. It's a little boring for you, right? You're probably used to the crazy campus life.
Yeah, I just came back.
Must be tough waking up early. I remember being your age and waking up at 5 a.m. to come all the way to campus and set up everything. That must be a real chore, right? And then you got nobody to hang out with.
Actually, I have no problem waking up early, but...
Well, but you don't have people to hang out with. So maybe after this, we can go, you and I can go to Cafe DM and maybe I can sort of give you a little mentorship and give you.
We can keep doing the show. But
I hope you've got your coffee in hand because you're listening to Java Jazz here on WCCP. I'm John Gentle in for the late Erwin Bernard Rosen, my friend who passed away recently at the ripe old age of 87. I have been asked to read this. I'm sorry, this is kind of like the boring stuff. Friends and family are welcome to send flowers or leave their condolences on this memorial page. Well, this would be like a hyperlink, I guess. This is not the right copy for me. So go find the memorial. I don't know where it is. Share your thoughts with the family. Again, sorry, this is boring. This is just what they asked me to read. Visitation will be held on Tuesday from 6 p.m. To 11 p.m. at the Grillo Funeral Home in Passaic. Beautiful home. Funeral service will be held on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the same location, blah, blah, blah. And if you see me, feel free to say hi. This whole kind of reminds me of a poem that I wrote. If you don't know, I'm a former adjunct poetry professor, but really I'm a poet at heart. Maybe some long-tenured staff members might remember this. I actually had a booklet called Parkway Pleasures and Turnpike Tears, a collection of poems about the Garden State. That maybe you saw around campus, on the campus bookstore, maybe the periodicals rack, or maybe just kind of placed on different tables at Cafe DM. Or, in fact, walking through campus, we have one of those little free library boxes, one of those boxes that people put books in. And I swear to God, I put one of those books in there, booklets, in 2016, and it was still there. Somebody must have read it and said, I want to share this with more people. Actually, pretty well-respected New Jersey poet. I have worked alongside Amiri Baraka, poet laureate of New Jersey. And, at the Geraldine R. Dodge Poetry Festival past few years, I had a table. Here's an unpublished poem about loss. When invited to a funeral, I put on a tie that is funny, because in a sea of dreary black, it's nice to see a Bugs Bunny. Do you like poetry, Ava?
That was fantastic.
Thank you.
You're
personally,
welcome.
Yeah, just mute yourself when you... Personally, I'm reeling from this. I'm not a traditionally faithful person, but last night I just kind of started sketching and I wound up drawing an angel. I actually visited Erwin this past Thursday, believe it or not. In his second house in Lake George. It's fairly far from me because I'm not a driver, I'm a walker. So it was 6 on train, 2 on foot, 30 minutes from a kind stranger. It took the whole day to get there. But then once I was there, we laughed and laughed, just like old times. We talked for hours and hours about life and love and jazz. And he seemed truly full of life. And shocking that just a few days later I get the news. The bad news that he died, but the good news that, well, it's, I guess it's all bad news. The good news will come in time. The good news is that I'm hosting. It is good news for you, the listener. Erwin is survived by his wife. Ellen. Erwin said that Ellen would always be listening to the show every weekend because they fell in love to many of the jazz songs that you would actually play on this show. And he'd always say that she'd turn the stereo down when he started back announcing the songs because she was tired of hearing his voice. But then she'd turn it back up when the songs were on. But hopefully that she's got the volume turned way up for this, dare I say, beautiful eulogy I'm giving, because they didn't. They didn't respond to my emails about speaking at the wake. Ellen, I'm sure you're listening this morning, as always. And my condolences. He's additionally survived by a daughter and a son and one granddaughter named Brittany, who's studying dance at CUNY Purchase. And she's grown into a very appealing young woman and seems to be very popular, according to her Instagram posts. And I guess he's also survived by me, John Gentle.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
I suppose this is a good time as any to introduce myself. We're talking about Erwin, but this, frankly, I am the new host of Java Jazz. I am from Passaic here. I'm a candle enthusiast, a cracker aficionado. Like I said, a published poet, Parkway Pleasures and Turnpike Terrace, a collection of poems about the Garden State is available. If you see me, I probably have a few copies on me for sale. And yes, I was formerly a professor here at CCP. Can't hug anybody anymore. Ava, you hug your professors from time to time, right?
I'm not sure I've ever been allowed to do that.
I don't know if I mentioned this, but Erwin was a bit of a mentor to me. He helped me through a lot of hard times, and I wanted to play something to memorialize him. This is actually a song that he would say reminded him of me. So maybe this is a song about me, for me. But it still goes out to you, my friend, Erwin Bernard Rosen.
Hobbies, two for $6 every day.
Okay. Sorry.
With that spicy cake.
I guess this is on the YouTube. Oh, no, plays again. This is them, but it's coming. Obviously, I use this computer and it plays the commercial before the iTunes plays. This station does not have commercial. We're not sponsored by Arby's. So this is not a commercial. If the FCC is listening or something, it's, you know, but you know, I suppose you can check out my book if you want to. If you, so I guess it plays through and then it Okay, so this one goes out to you, Erwin. Nope. Okay. Well, I think we just need to let it play through. I'm not a computer guy. This was one of Erwin's favorite pieces of jazz, or as Nina Simone called it, black classical. Although, this is sort of Chet Baker, so you wouldn't call it black classical, so we'll just call it jazz. This is a tribute to you, Erwin. I miss you, my friend.
I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard.
Well, you get the point. He loved that song, but it's just too sad to play. I don't deal with that too well. I haven't lost many people I'm close to, because frankly, I'm not close to too many people. My mama passed on. I don't speak about my father. And I've lost colleagues over the years, but I don't know if you know this, but Erwin was a bit of a mentor to me. You know, we'd teach our respective classes, and then, you know, we'd settle to our offices, and I'd pop in and say hello, and he'd say, "Oh, John, did you catch the revival at Film Forum?" And then we'd talk about, you know, life and things, and he hated going home, so he wanted to stretch these conversations out. You know, he was always the last to leave the campus, and, you know, I had no one to go home to, so sure, I'll stay. You know, sit under the learning tree, as he'd say, and we'd burn the midnight oil, and that's not the only thing we burned, if you know what I'm saying. Eva knows what I'm talking about, right, Eva?
Eva.
Reefer. We'd sip Cabernet, and we'd listen to that jizzy jazz. You know, Bix Beiderbecke, Miff Mole, Bud Friedman. The deep cuts. I'd be packing up my PBS bag for the night, and I think he's reaching under his desk for a record. Instead, he pulls out a full box of Franzia. And suddenly, I'm not going home for another 3 hours. If there was a Columbia House for wine, I bet he'd be a member. And it certainly led to some stumbly walks down Route 21 for me. Sometimes he'd get so wild that he'd pull out a copy of The Aquarian, which is sort of like a Little Falls alt weekly with a robust personal section in the back, if you know what I mean. 45 minutes later, I'd be standing outside of his office giggling like a Sunday school brat, and he'd be getting his Nantucket handshake from one of his many courtesans that he would call. And, you know, he had a favorite one who went by the name of Greta, but I don't think that was her name. She talked just as much as Greta Garbo did. So, you know, that was spot on. Believe it or not, one time I heard him yell, "Eureka!" And I saw a bunch of his half-graded term papers now sodden with his seed. He loved his wife.
Ellen.
He was a good man. But so am I. So in continuing with the tradition of Java Jazz, I'd like to formally announce a few changes, just some modernization of the show. You know, only name and content. From now on, we're going to call this the John Gentle Show. And it will take on more of a talk jazz format. I'm thinking 90% talk, 10% jazz. But first, it's time for campus announcements. I've always wanted to do this. You excited for me, Ellen?
Eva.
CCP invites all those who are interested in learning about the many exciting and rewarding health careers to an open house. Whether you're new to CCP or a current student not yet in the professional phases, we invite you to learn about health and exercise science, nursing, public health, paramedic service, radiography, and respiratory therapy, says Professor Leslie Durkin, chairperson of the Department of Nursing. Find out where your CCP education can take you. There are two important types of people in the world. Doctors and nurses. And poets. The first group kept people alive. And believe me, I was banging on my pots and pans for them. Do we have pots and pans here, Ellen? But bang, 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 bang. I was doing it every night. I still do. In the second group, poets. Because they are the doctors of the soul. In fact, I wouldn't flinch if you referred to me as Dr. Gentle. They call Dr. Cosby that because of his honorary doctorates, and rightfully so. He's a very good man. But I think an honorary doctorate from CCP would be quite the redemption story for me, Dr. John Gentle, OBGYN, only by giving you knowledge. Like that. Pain makes me creative. Typing gives me pain. Carpal tunnel is the price I pay. Expression is my gain. The works of prominent Cuban-American artist Carlos Santiago Espada Moises will be proudly displayed at the County College of Passaic Mini Gallery in its next exhibition. The exhibition entitled Apocalypso. I think they mean Apocalypto. Is free and open to the public. Apocalypto is very appropriate title, says Brian Lomas, art gallery director. The direct but playful conversation between the words apocalypse and calypso. Oh. Inform a flashpoint of contemporary social political discourse. Calypso will likely bring the mind of the sounds of rhythmic vocals and colorful dances, a music style rooted in Caribbean identity and an inherent multiculturalism. I saw it. It was overrated, but more power to you. I suppose it did inspire me to write my own little poem. Antigua, Barbados, and juicy ripe tomatoes. Belize and Bahamas, so many pretty mamas. Bolivar and Cordoba, better tacos than Cordoba. Costa Rica and Cuba, I shake my rear end to the tuba. I love the Pura Vida life. To visit once would be quite nice. What's your name again?
Eva.
Have you ever been to the Caribbean?
I guess I went there on a cruise for my grandmother's birthday.
So lucky.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. Have you ever been there?
No, I've never left the tri-state area. This is Java Jazz. I'm your host, John Gentle, filling in for the dead Erwin Bernard Rosen.
Here's why students choose the City College of Passaic.
It's close to home, and both my mother and sister came here before and had a great experience, so I followed after them. I like how it's somewhat of a smaller campus. You get to know your professors more. The professors care about your learning, your experiences here.
It was affordable and close to home. And alumni told me that this was a great place to start my education. Most I like is the professors and how dedicated they are to their students. They always help and they're very devoted to their jobs.
From my experience, most of the professors are very supportive and they care about their students and provide guidance for them.
With transferable credits and hands-on professors, you can start at CCP and go anywhere. The City College of Passaic, where education meets learning.
It looks like we got someone here who's looking to pay tribute to Erwin, I presume. Caller, it's John Gentle. You're on Java Jazz.
This is Arthur from Newton calling in. John? 7 o'clock in the morning, 7:05, my alarm goes off for church on Sundays. Listening to Java Jazz, and I thought I'd wake up this morning to a tribute. But instead,
this is a tribute. Well, I actually had a little bit of trouble getting into the building.
I'm sure you did. We have a robust security apparatus at City College of Passaic.
You see, Irwin, when he was hosting his show, he always said that he wanted jazz to have a permanent home here on this radio station. And he said that I would take over.
But he's not the steward of City College of Passaic.
Well, this was his dying wish, you see.
His dying wish? I think his dying wish was to live. The paperwork that has come across my desk because of things you've said, done, the people you've creeped out with your whole thing. Meetings? John, you were removed from the faculty, the adjunct faculty. Irwin's dying wish does not supersede my living intention. And my intention as department chair of the English department at CCP is you're not allowed in. So I, you know, rest in peace, Irwin, but, you know, and you're on the radio. That's not allowed. They can't just put anyone on the radio.
I don't know if your English department head status has any jurisdiction on the campus radio station.
The radio department is under the communications department, and the English department overrides all of them. And what are you going to do with that information, John?
I'm losing you. Oh, we lost Arthur. Well, call in next week, and you can give us your memories. It was really nice to talk to you, Arthur.
What do you like about going to CCP?
My dad went to CCP in the 90s, and he says it's exactly the same as he remembers it.
I thought my first day of college would be scary, but when I got to my first class, half the people in there were folks I went to high school with.
At City College of Passaic, they just got free Wi-Fi, so I could stream YouTube in my car between classes without using my hotspot.
My professors are so old.
The Car Park Diem is right near Kuklinski Hall, where my morning classes are, and there's a Little Caesars right off campus.
CCP is right off Route 21. And it's close to some of my favorite spots, like GameStop and Little Caesars.
I don't like colleges where it's all about Greek life or what dorms you're in. At CCP, I'm 20 minutes from the house that I grew up in, and that means I can pick up more shifts at Little Caesars, which is right by the front of the campus.
The weight room is usually empty. I like that.
Discover your favorite thing about the City College of Passaic, where education meets learning.
Yes, that's Bix Biedebeck here on WCCP, the sound of the City College of Passaic. This is John Gentle filling in for the late Irwin Bernard Rosen here on Java Jazz. We have been lamenting the loss of this fine, fine man. And, you know, really thinking about his, you know, actually, I wanted to bring up a funny story about something that happened to me at ShopRite. So there's a very young cashier there, very, very nice young girl, and I'm frankly always embarrassing myself in front of her. And this one was a real doozy. So I was getting head lice cream, but not for my head.
You gotta go.
What?
You gotta go.
I gotta do a show right now. You're flashing that directly in my eyes, officer.
I'm not an officer. I'm security for the campus.
Look, I'm supposed to be here, okay?
My boss said you gotta go.
I don't know who your boss is. Oh, don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me.
I'm not gonna hurt you.
Please don't hurt me.
Okay, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm not gonna hurt you.
Thank you.
You gotta go.
I'm
just following orders on this.
Yeah,
okay.
There's been a miscommunication. I'm supposed to be here. There's been a miscommunication. Clearly, there's been a miscommunication. I got a student in there. Clearly, there's been a... Why don't you sit down? I see you walking around all the time. Why don't you sit down? I can explain the situation.
You got 1 minute.
I got okay. One. That's all. I'll need 10 seconds. First off, Let's clear. What's your name?
Gregor.
Gregor. I'm so sorry that you were misinformed about what you're doing. You remember, obviously, Erwin Bernard Rosen, one of our finest.
I don't know who that is.
Well, sorry to tell you this, but he passed away.
I'm sorry for your loss.
I'm sorry for the campus's loss. But it was literally his dying wish that I take over this slot. And, we've worked together for many years. I'm very familiar with the campus. And I truly don't know what happened in the game of telephone that made this seem like I'm not supposed to be here. This is the only place I'm supposed to be.
This is all above my pay grade. I mean, this is the kind of stuff you got to sort out with.
Look, I have
station management and the.
I have a boss that I frankly gives me a hard time, so I understand that you're getting told to do one thing and it's not the right thing to do, and I'm sorry about that. You guys work really hard. You're walking all over. What is that on your shirt there?
Sorry?
It's like Asian art.
Oh, hey, this is Goku.
Uh-huh.
This is Vegeta.
Yeah, I love those books.
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z. How long have you had this job?
Coming up on 13 months.
13 months, and you've been keeping everybody safe here.
Well, you know, we do our part.
You do. It's a thankless job, frankly.
It can be, yeah.
Especially on these Sunday mornings, you don't know who's walking around.
No, there can be some characters. Uh-huh. Kind of got to...
I hate those.
Shepherd them off the campus.
I've spent many more years here than you have. And I just find it to be so inspired. Do you just work on the Sundays or are you here throughout the week?
2 days a week.
2 days. What's the other day?
Wednesday.
So does this inspire you when you walk around?
I mean, I like the vending machines.
What do you like? I used to eat all my meals there.
I guess I would say I like the soda.
Which soda?
Coca-Cola.
Ugh, the classic.
You like Coke too?
I love Coke. See, we have a lot in common.
Yeah.
Do you like poetry?
That's two things. I don't know much about it.
Mm-hmm. Passaic's pitter-patter passes through the autumn breeze. A poet's bottom sits upon the crush of fallen leaves. As he watches adolescence bloom upon this campus lawn, he opens up his journal to recall youth long gone. The ebb and flow of foliage, light shines on fertile page, while the poet tunes to frequencies of the younger age. The sun pours through the corridors in his labyrinth of thought, a new perspective on lost love, heartbreak not forgot. Books in hands, all the youngsters frolic through the quad, the poet's mind electrified just like a lightning rod. The pen becomes a time machine as students pass him by, scrawling neath his little tree, his scribbles satisfy. The campus brings to mind salons and ancient Greek agoras, creative juices engorging through young and vibrant auras. Tapped into their vibrations, he's no longer a recluse, each pixie passing by him a fleeting moment's muse. And if a canyon may appear under a low-cut top, the words start pulsing through his pen, the poem cannot stop. As 20-something leggy blondes cross his field of vision, he presses pen to paper faster, harder, with precision. When the next line peters back and forth upon the tip of tongue, a supple bosom salivates, and out those words will come. The poet pours out poetry thanks to the flutter of a dress. Spurting prose upon the page, the poet makes a mess. The words and thoughts gushed out of him, better out than in. He fingertips the thoughts he spilled and sees beauty within. And they're illuminated by the sun, shining through a prism. The poet emptied, satisfied, proud of his glistening... I wasn't really sure. Does vision rhyme with prism?
Wait, what words now?
Vision shining through a prism, the poet emptied, satisfied, proud of his glistening vision?
What's the first word?
Prism.
And it's got to rhyme with which one now?
Vision. You got a lot of free time.
Fair amount, yeah.
You spend it with ladies. No. Or you know, your pals.
No, not so many ladies these days.
Tell me about it. What kind of hobbies do you have?
I just kind of like walking around and looking in windows.
Yeah. You know, it's always fun to see kind of what people are up to.
It's a little bit of a look inside of lives.
Yeah, you can see how people decorate.
The best thing I saw was a guy fall off a ladder.
I love slapstick in real life.
He died.
So sad. Well.
Yeah.
I lost my friend, you lost your friend. It's just...
I mean, I didn't know the ladder guy.
No. You just like looking at his
family. They were pretty sad.
So you stayed to see the reaction?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's tough to really peer away from a tragedy like that.
You can see them much easier than they can see you.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like you're talking about your dead friend.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems what you're saying sounds so valid. Sad. So, yeah, it's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to be here on Sunday morning, so we'll be seeing a lot of each other. And, you know, if you like coffee, I could bring you some coffee in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, like maybe a cruller. Yeah,
I like soda.
I could bring you a Mountain Dew.
Okay. I mean, I do like Coca-Cola, though.
Coca-Cola, it is. Yeah. You know, every Sunday morning, I'm going to come with two Coca-Colas.
Okay, I like them cold.
For my friend, Gregor.
Yeah.
Like Kafka. You ever read, Gregor Samsa?
Please clear it with the powers that be so that you can just be in here, all right? Because they do want you out of here. But if you feel like there's some case you can make, then just make your case. And then it won't be a problem.
TPTB will soon form one.
Yeah. If it's not clear, I do have to say, then, you know, you're going to have to move or I'll move you. It's very nice meeting you. What's your name again?
John Gentle.
John, it's very nice meeting you. You know, just clear it up, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Just clear it up, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Just clear it up.
We'll be right back. I'll play some more. Jazz. The following is a public service announcement. We all know these are tough and uncertain times. Our mental health matters. If you or a loved one is struggling, you are not alone. Taking a break can relieve some stress. Consider taking a walk outside, treating yourself to a nice snack, watching your favorite movie, television show, or PBS miniseries, or reading a good book. Visit the Campus Health Center for free programs and services, and remember, you are not alone! Wow, I did it. I hosted my own show here on WCCP. I've been dreaming about this day for my entire life. And I'd like to thank Erwin for passing on this torch in whichever way he did. You know, he did it. And I truly appreciate it. And again, I'd like to wish the best to his wife. And
Ellen.
And his kids and his granddaughter, Brittany. And I hope to see all of them, especially Brittany, at the wake. And feel free again to say hi. I will have copies of Parkway Pleasures and Turnpike Tears, a collection of poems about the Garden State, in my trunk. And I could give you a copy at the wake. I know there's going to be a lot of sad students there, so maybe they'll be wanting something to put a smile on their face. Ellen, this has been such a great journey to take with you, and I wish this could never end, but I know you've got your school year here, and Well, you know, maybe you'll be like me. Maybe you'll take over the John Gentle show when I'm gone.
Eva, not Ellen. Is the dead.
Uma, Oprah.
Dead professor.
Remember that?
No, I don't know what that is, sorry.
Uma, Oprah.
Should I know what that is?
Uma, Oprah. It's kind of... It's too much to explain. I wish you the best. And did you want to get that coffee at Cafe Diem?
I have class.
On a Sunday?
Making up some class. I failed. Meetings, you know.
Elaborate.
With professors and, like, the office. Just a bunch of stuff.
On a Sunday?
I think they were full every other day.
I think you're lying. I think we're going to get a call. In fact, the majority of the bandwidth is this radio station has broadcasting to mostly an empty square mile that the campus is on. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. This is John Gentle hosting The John Gentle Show here, WCCP.
Almost a dream of mine almost came true. A dream I dreamed of me and you. Almost once, that'll almost do. Feelings that I felt were almost new. A lonely life, a lonely view. A fleeting glance of dreams together without you. Almost a chance, a dance, almost romance, almost a fantasy, almost.
The Best Show is produced in partnership with the Forever Dog Podcast Network. The show is hosted by Tom Sharpling and features John Worster, Michael Lisk, Jason Gore, and Pat Byrne. The show is produced and written by Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Michael Lisk, Brett Davis, John Worster, and Tom Sharpling. The Best Show is executive produced by Tom Sharpling, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Co-executive produced by Jason Gore and Pat Byrne, segment producer Michael Lisk. The show is engineered and mastered by Andrew Gleason and Wesley Knapp. Graphic design, video editing, and social media by Brett Davis. Website and technical support by Martine Sellis. And the show is recorded at Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles. Support The Best Show on Patreon over at patreon.com/thebestshow. And follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Best Show for Life. That's Best Show 4 Life. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.